It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Scores of Black Lives Matter protesters demonstrated in front of the alleged home of a Colorado Springs police officer Monday night. CPR's Dan Boyce says the protest marked 1 year since Sergeant Alan Van Land and another officer shot and killed a 19-year-old black man.
A grand jury acquitted Van Land and Officer Blake Evanson in last August's shooting of Devon Bailey. Many in the crowd outside Van Land's home Monday night continued to call for formal action against him, but organizer Sean Walls said they have a plan B.
We're going to be at his church. We're going to be in front of his neighbor's house. We're going to make his neighbors mad at us and be pissed off at him for bringing us there. You know, we're going to become a nuisance for him.
A civil wrongful death lawsuit from the Bailey family is still ongoing. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Monday was the deadline for signatures for ballot initiatives, and Coloradans could decide on a dozen different measures, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Five groups turned in signatures before the deadline. They include a proposal for a state-run paid family and medical leave program, an income tax cut, and changes to how people can expunge their criminal records, measures to reintroduce gray wolves, raise tobacco taxes, and ban abortions after 22 weeks are already on the November ballot. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A federal law to pay for long-delayed upkeep at national parks gets a presidential signature today. The Great American Outdoors Act also puts money in a federal fund for acquiring new public lands. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner will be at the signing. He led the bill in the Senate. The area burned by the Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction has doubled over the last day. It's now at close to 3,500 acres, and it is staying sunny and hot in that part of the state with highs near 100 this afternoon. This is CPR News.